This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libus. Russia has detained a U.S. citizen on suspicion of spying. The FSB, Russia's domestic security service, issued a statement Monday naming Paul Whelan a suspect. They said he was arrested in Moscow on December 28th and charged with espionage. The partial U.S. shutdown drags into a second week, shuttering popular Smithsonian museums and creating hardship among some 800,000 federal workers. AP's Ed Donahue reports Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump is waiting for Democrats to make a move.
He feels like he's got to deliver on the promise of securing our border, and he's very open-minded about combining wall funding with other things to make it a win-win for the country.
The partial government shutdown could last into the new year. Talks have been at a stalemate for more than a week after Democrats said the White House offered to accept $2.5 billion for border security. Graham says a deal can be reached.
And I think we can get there if everybody will start talking to each other.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Senator Elizabeth Warren has taken a major step toward launching a White House bid. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Massachusetts Democrats making a long-anticipated move, announcing in a tweeted video she's formed an exploratory committee that legally allows her to start raising campaign money.
Most of us want the same thing, to be able to work hard, play by the same set of rules, and take care of the people we love. That's the America I'm fighting for.
Warren's the most prominent Democrat yet to move toward a presidential bid, but she'll likely have lots of company, with nearly two dozen Democrats potentially looking to challenge President Trump. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Warren is also a favorite target of President Trump. Two people are dead after a bomb went off at the entrance of a shopping mall in southern Philippines. More than two dozen others were wounded. Police later discovered a second bomb that had not detonated in another part of the mall. This is VOA News. Election officials in Bangladesh say an alliance led by Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina won a huge majority in Sunday's election, clearing the way for her to serve a third straight term. Violence between the ruling and opposition parties, which marred the campaigns, carried on into Election Day despite heavy security throughout the country. The ballot counting is taking place Monday after an election day beset by problems in the Democratic Republic of Congo, VOA's Anita Powell reports.
Most Congo watchers predicted chaos would ensue as a sprawling nation voted in Sunday's long-delayed general election. And they were right. Perhaps nowhere was that clearer than in the capital, Kinshasa, where delays at polling stations prompted hundreds of angry voters to greet the head of the Electoral Commission with chants demanding his resignation. It has been, says analyst Stephanie Walters of the Institute for Security Studies, a worrying scene. The government has financed the poll itself and has been openly, vocally hostile to foreign involvement.
We've seen polling stations that opened late. We've seen polling stations without electoral material being delivered. We've seen problems with the voting machines.
The two top presidential contenders, ruling party candidate Emmanuel Ramazani Shadari and opposition favorite Martin Fayulu, voted in Kinshasa in the morning. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Australia says it stripped Neil Prakash of his citizenship because the suspected militant held in Turkey fought for the Islamic State. Peter Dutton is Minister for Home Affairs.
Australia's a safer place not having Neil Prakash here. Mr. Prakash was intimately involved in the operation of ISIL in the Middle East. He was somebody who had been very prolific in relation to sending out messages of propaganda. In the end, Mr. Prakash is a terrorist, a murderer, and Australia is safer, him not being in our country.
Prakash became the 12th person to be stripped of Australian citizenship because of militant links. He had previously admitted being a member of IS, but said he had nothing to do with the group in Australia. Celebrations have begun around the world, with Sydney among the first to ring in the new year. The Pacific Island nation of Kiribati was the first in the world to welcome in the new year, followed by New Zealand, then Australia. A group of journalists will usher in New Year in New York City's Times Square as the time-honored tradition of the annual ball drop recognizes journalism and free speech. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio expects up to 2 million people. In another first, New York police will use a drone to monitor the crowds. The security plan also includes sharpshooters on rooftops of surrounding buildings and ceiling of manhole covers. I'm Nicole Libus, VOA News.